Hi, my name is Alex Nunez from Riverside Meadows, here to talk to you about what we are learning in math.
Tom Pegoff here, and we have been working on our project-based learning unit called Dream Big.
This is Andrew Peralt, and it is important to state our driving question. How can we use mathematics to design our dream bedroom if you're given the opportunity and the money?
Our first step in this project was to learn about project-based learning, PBL. We watched a video on this topic and had to reflect on what we were learning.
Project-based learning is the idea that we as students get to learn by creating and doing ourselves with the support of Ms. Spears.
After we learned about PBL, we started a little research about the items we would want in our dream bedroom. Some of us have big ideas.
We then learned about floor plans and the importance of measuring accurately and thinking about the size of the room we have available.
To practice, we measured the classroom and began a rough draft floor plan. We had to learn how to scale the classroom down to size to fit it on our paper.
Using graph paper, we drew the bird's eye view of the classroom.
In order to create a paper pencil floor plan of our classroom, we had to use our knowledge of measurement, bounding area, and perimeter.
After our paper draft of our floor plan, we started using CAD, standing for Computer-Aided Design, a program to design our floor plan on the Chromebooks.
Once we finish our online floor plans for the classroom, we will begin to design our bedrooms using our CAD program.
We look forward to bringing our bedrooms to life.
Until next time, hear from our Riverside Meadows math class.